This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 258 for Monday, February 7th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange are stronger on Monday following gains made in other edible oils. The March canola contract rises $12.50 at $1,029.50 per ton. The May contract gains $16.40 at $1,018.40 per ton. But an analyst warns that there isn't much propping up canola prices. That's despite the sharp upticks in the Chicago soy complex last week. The Canadian oilseed is lagging behind comparable oils more than usual, and he suggests this indicates canola prices could drop sharply with any bearish news. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 78.9 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.38. Stats Canada releases its grain stocks report on Tuesday. Expectations are, of course, for steep declines in the amount of grain held by farmers and commercials. Then on Wednesday, the United States Department of Agriculture is scheduled to issue its monthly supply and demand estimates. There are indications that the numbers to watch will be those for South America, while ending stocks for U.S. crops are expected to change only a little. Meanwhile, this morning, the USDA released its export inspections report for the week ending February 3rd. It includes approximately 1.05 million tons of corn, along with nearly 1.22 million tons of soybeans and close to 418,000 tons of wheat. Also, the department says there was a private sale of 507,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery is almost split 50-50 between the current marketing year and the next. In Brazil, AgRural says the soybean harvest is about 16% complete, but there are numerous reports of less than expected quality. AgRural estimates the harvest of the first corn crop is 18% finished, with planting of the second well underway. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The March contract jumps 28 cents at $15.82 per bushel. March soy oil is virtually unchanged at 65.34 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $8.90 at $4.52.80 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger as well on Monday as the March contract increases 15 cents at $6.35 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract gaining a nickel at $7.36. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher, with Chicago March up 5.5 cents at $7.69. Kansas City March rises 6 cents at $7.92. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up 9.5 cents at $9.22.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, February 7th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.